Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
For several months, the rail unions and management have been negotiating a new rail contract. Over a period of time, they really weren't able to come to an agreement. So President Biden created a presidential emergency board to help direct the negotiations among the parties. The presidential emergency board issued its report and then got together the two sides, and they reached an agreement back the middle of September. However, the agreement was reached among the leaders of the unions and the management, it still had to be ratified by all 12 of the unions that were involved in the negotiations. It had to be ratified by the membership of all 12 unions that were part of the agreement. So far, 6 of the 12 unions have ratified the agreement, but unfortunately, 2 of the unions have rejected it. And there are concerns that others may follow. If this would be the case, we could witness a strike of the rail system that would shut down the entire freight rail system across the country. The National Cotton Council, along with other industry groups within the cotton industry and across not only agriculture, but really multiple industries across the country, recently sent a letter to President Biden urging him to stay involved, his administration to stay involved, because they played such a central role in the process. And the groups believe that they can be helpful in continuing to move the process forward in a positive direction. Otherwise, you're going to have Congress act in the face of a rail strike. A group of agriculture organizations, including the National Cotton Council, recently sent a separate letter to the leadership of both the Senate and the House on behalf of their memberships, urging swift action to avert a rail strike or lockout that could lead to the shutdown or slowdowns of rail-dependent facilities that would result in devastating consequences to our national and global food security. That letter reminded the congressional leadership that a strike or lockout, combined with the existing challenges in the rail system, at the ports, with trucking, and with record low water levels in the Mississippi River that's impacting numerous barge shipments, would be catastrophic for the agricultural community and really the broader U.S. economy. And noting that Congress must act to prevent this from occurring if for some reason both parties can't reach an agreement, although the date could get pushed back depending upon whether other unions ratify the agreement or reject the agreement, we could be looking at November 19th as a possible beginning of a rail strike.